Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode, edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your 2023 opening day preview of the main slate on DraftKings. For those that have been around long enough to enjoy Quick Hits, I appreciate you coming back for another season of action. You know the drill, Monday through Fridays, you'll be dropping for you the main slates on DraftKings. Obviously, the length of the show depends on the size of the slate. Usually, we're around the 20 to 25 minute mark, sometimes a little less. Sometimes we get towards that 30 minutes and rock and roll. I try to go over weather totals, top plays, position by position that I am looking to target. This is a first look podcast. A ton can change once lineups, once more weather. I'm doing this show early on Wednesday for your Thursday opening day slate. So weather will change quite a bit because we have a lot of windy situations to keep an eye on. But I will mention what to look for now as we get going. But more importantly, if you have questions, I am on Twitter at BDentric. So check me out over there. Doing a lot of work at Gaining the Edge Fantasy this year with my buddies Curlin Simeone and Jorge Montanez. That's SP streamer Mr. Simeone, for those that don't know. You can go to patreon.com and search GTE Fantasy there. I will be dropping a daily, at least Monday through Friday, for the main slate sheet with all my top plays, stacks, and much, much more that'll be updated closer to lock to get you ready for your DraftKings action. It just costs you a whole $5 a month, plus you get a bunch of other great stuff from the other guys. Also be doing fab work over there and much, much more. Also writing for Fantasy Pros this year once again, and writing for Baseball HQ once again. And then if you like to hear these pipes for some reason besides just Quick Hits, you know where to find me, Benched with Bubba. That's my longtime show. We have a lot going on over there for your season-long fantasy needs. Bubba in the Bloom with Ryan Bloomfield is always great as well, so come check us out there. You can get both of those shows on your podcast platforms or on this same YouTube channel that you're on right now, so check that out. Also, this year, I'm expanding a bit, helping out with PitcherList.com Monday through Friday mornings with your first pitch podcast recap of the night before action around MLB baseball. So lots going on. You can hear me and see me so many places. You can read the work, all the good stuff. But you find me on Twitter at BDentric, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Get you everything you need right there. This episode will probably be a little quicker than usual. I say that now and probably won't be in the end, because we don't have a ton of stats to go off, obviously. We have spring training. Take that for what it is with a grain of salt. So I'm going to point you in the right direction of where I'm looking on this slate. And then, like I said, I'll be in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord. I'll be in the PitcherList Discord. We'll have a lot of stuff going over there. When you join Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, you get into the Discord. One other thing I'll mention as the season goes on more, it's hard for me to do right now, but I'm going to start incorporating underdog plays as well, but either be props or maybe some stuff because they have daily games and other things to look at there. Underdog.com, use code GTE to get you a $100 first-time deposit match up to $100. So it'll match you up to $100 on your first deposit. So go check that out. There's a Discord underdog part over on GTE as well. All right, enough of that. I will get us going here. We have a fun 11 games. 11 games to get you going on this opening day main slate. 2, 4, 6. Let me triple check. Yeah, my math is good. 11 games starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. So for you West Coasters like myself, that's 10:05 a.m. Pacific time. There's a 6-game afternoon slate that crosses over this one, so obviously you don't cover that. There's a 3-game night slate. I don't usually do small slates like that. So if you have questions, Discord, I'll help you out there. But we'll cover this 11-game slate. Looking at the totals on this 11-game slate, you got Giants-Yankees at 7.5 in the Bronx, Braves-Nationals at 8. Patrick Corbin, thank you for coming down. Orioles-Red Sox at 9, Brew Crew Cubs at 7.5. That tells you what the win direction is, folks. We know that, Drew, because it's usually early to have a Cubs total on this slate. Tigers-Rays, 6.5, nice low total there. Phillies-Rangers, 6.5, Mets-Marlins, 6.5, Rockies, Padres, 7.5. Blue Jays, Cardinals, 7.5. Twins, Royals, 9. That's a fun one, folks. Pirates, Reds, 8. And that wraps you up for your early slate of action. Then you'll have some evening stuff to peruse at your leisure as you go on. A little nightcap of Shohei Ohtani takes the bump for the Angels at night. Get Shane Bieber versus Luis Castillo in Seattle. That's a doozy as well. So baseball's back. And with that said, you know there's going to be a lot of aces on the mound, so we'll get to that in a second. But your weather, again, a lot could change leading up to this. So just keep that in mind. First glance, the 11-game slate, I'm almost crossing off Colorado-San Diego unless something changes. I'm out here in California. We've been battling storms left and right, and the storm that's hitting us today is moving south. 70% chances of rain all day in San Diego tomorrow. That can change. That can obviously change. But as the point of this recording, 70% chances of rain. If that's the case, we move on. There's 10 other games to play. Just keep that in mind. Just a couple notes on some other potential weather situations. Early in the season, lots of cold weather, which usually helps the pitcher out, of course. Giants-Yankees in Yankee Stadium, 47 degrees with a wind chill that'll get into the 20s to 30s. Keep that in mind. Cold, cold, cold game there. Baltimore-Boston, high of around 40. So this is a midday game, so it probably starts in the 30s. Keep that in mind, Baltimore-Boston. There is some wind there. We'll have to keep an eye on that, but that's cold, cold, cold. Milwaukee and the Cubs. We mentioned the low total of 7.5. They have a high of 46, slight wind in Chicago. The two fun ones here, because they're the warmest games outside. There's like three or four dome games on this slate. These are the two are the warmest. You've got Minnesota-Kansas City. Mentioned the total of 9. It's going to be around 67, which is warm for this time of the year. And you know, there'll be a gentle breeze from 10 to 15 most of the game blowing out with gusts up to 33 miles an hour. So that's going to be a fun one to keep track of. And then you got Toronto and St. Louis, you know, we're both in Missouri, close by each other. It's supposed to be 67 roughly as well with the altering wind situations. KC more beneficiary there, but both could be some nice situations to target. Great American Small Park weather is pretty basic. So it's one of those situations. A lot of people are going to look at Minnesota, Kansas City with Greinke on the bump. Minnesota, very, very popular in this one. We'll get into some thoughts on this situation, but there are pivots. St. Louis, Toronto, good pitchers, but could be a nice little bandbox to go play in. Cincinnati is the best ballpark to hit it in baseball. You got Mitch Keller versus Hunter Green. Hunter Green grooves fastballs. Mitch Keller is Mitch Keller. Let's be real. So we'll talk about that and much more. You know, we got Corbin we're going to target and so on. But let's talk pitchers. A lot of these pitchers, especially the elite pitchers, are pretty evenly priced on this slate, which is really, really cool to see. And it makes decisions, and, you know, there still will be chalks, but you can kind of navigate to bet. I'll get right out in front of this. Jacob DeGrom is $9,600. Love DeGrom. I'm going to pass, though, just because he's barely getting stretched out. He could still cover his price tag with 5 innings of work. I don't even know if he gets that far, so we have to kind of wait and see. He'd be an elite GPP play. I'm not going to discount that because not many people will play him for the same reasons I'm mentioning. So an elite GPP play. But just keep that in mind when you're looking there. He's making his Texas Rangers debut at home in a dome against Philadelphia. So if you like him, GPP only, and know the risk involved, I'll take the $200 savings in another dome game with Max Scherzer at the Miami Marlins. I believe I saw somewhere Max threw like 108 pitches in his last spring starts. So Max is doing Max thing. You get the Miami Marlins offense, which you know you can pick on quite a bit. So give me Mad Max at 94. I think he'll be very popular. He should be very popular for the matchup, for all things considered. But I like Mad Max. If you want to pivot down a bit, Garrett Cole at 9K is just fine. The weather is going to be super cold, like I mentioned, especially with the wind chill. Giants offense is going to be horrible this year. So if you want to go cold, that's great. The weather concerns me. It's like you can be cute on any MLB slate. We've talked about it for years on this show. There's also times where it's like, I might get cute with bats instead of pitching so much on this slate because the weather, guys aren't stretched out. Like most of them are stretched out enough. Let's put it that way. They should at least go in 90 plus pitches, hopefully 100 plus. But at the same time, when it's this cold, you don't want to push them too hard because you can have the risk of really damaging something. So this is where it gets kind of interesting. Cole's still a really good play at 9K. I think I'd still go Scherzer. I think most will. So you could go Cole if you want. Corbin Burns is interesting. Won't be as cold in Wrigley, but pretty close. So Burns is in play against the Cubbies as well. I like Cole over Burns, honestly, because I think the Giants' offense is that bad. But both worth a look. You could just game stack Scherzer and Alcantara if you want. But I'll pass on Alcantara. And these are my next two guys I love to pair with Max Scherzer if you want. Aaron Nola, at Texas. That Texas team, it's improved. Don't get me wrong. Simeon, Seager, Adelise, Lowe, so many guys down there you can look at as better. But Nola's a beast. He's a hoss. He's indoors. Strikeouts should be a plenty with Texas. That's one thing. Those guys all hit very well. They also strike out a ton outside of Simeon a little bit. Seager doesn't strike out, but Adelise, you just go down the list. There's a lot of strikeouts outside of the top bats in that offense. So Nola very much in play at $8,100. I think that's a discounted price. I love the other one's Max Fried. You're facing the Washington Nationals, might be the worst offense outside of Oakland. And now you get him. I know that, you know, there's no real weather concerns there either. There's a little bit of this and that. Some places are looking at storms coming in at night, so that could affect the end of the game. Most of our starters aren't going to be in there. Shocker. Breaking news, folks. So Max Fried is electric. If you're just doing a cash game, Scherzer Fried is a great place I'd be looking to go to. So I love Max Fried. If you don't want to play Scherzer, you want to save cash, Nola Fried is a combo I like pretty good as well. Gets even more fun, though. And for those who listen to Bench with Bubba or Bubba in the Bloom, you know my concerns. But we're getting the discount on Shane McClanahan at $7,700. The velocity has been up all spring. That's what I wanted to see from the get-go. That's promising. He stretched out to probably at least 5 or 6 innings. That's outstanding. Detroit Tigers strike out a ton. And this is just a great spot. In a dome, $7,700. Shane O'Mac, like, in reality, the chalk of this slate, like, if you're playing cash, it's like probably Scherzer and McClanahan. I got zero problem with Freed and McClanahan and saving all the money in the world. I think there's a ton to like there. Like, if you just want to make some, like, McClanahan, Freed, Nola realms and just say screw the top end, I'm on board with that, too. I think there's a lot of angles to navigate there, and that allows you to pay up for some hitters if you choose. And then after that, you can make your cases for a few guys, but I'm not going to get cute. When you can get a McClanahan, a Fried, and a Nola at those price points, I don't need to get too cute. If you are going to, though, Hunter Green, it's in Great American Small Park, but Pittsburgh will strike out a lot. If Green's on, it's great. We've also seen Green be a home run derby pitcher. Pick your poison. And then the other punt I would say would be Eduardo Rodriguez. We've seen the velocity improve a bit this spring. Still dicey. Tampa Bay will wear you down. They're a pesky little bunch. They also, you know, you get to them with a lefty, but I would just avoid. I would, like I said, McClanahan, Nola, Fried. That's where I would like to reside throughout the day. Now, if you can't, so be it. That's the way the breaks go. But that's kind of how I'm looking at things on this slate.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports, and support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All righty, folks. Let's get to the bats on this 11-game opening day main slate of action. And we'll start at the catcher's position. As always, you got Salvy Perez in that game. I think Kansas City stacks. Very much in play. Most will attack Greinke. This reminds me of a year or two ago when it was a KC Twins, I believe. Same game, where it was like Kyle Gibson versus Jordan Lyles or something. We stacked the snot out of it, and it was glorious. This will be more popular than that game was, but Salvi at 51, not bad. I love MJ Melendez. Catcher outfield, I prefer him at catcher, but if you're doing a Royal stack, it's in play. He's 4,700. So both of those guys are very much in play. Melendez probably leading off for KC, which is very, very juicy. But going down, as we usually like to try to save at the catcher's position, and you totally can, William Contreras against Marcus Stroman. I'm on board with a $3,600 bucks. Contreras definitely got the power to get things done. Stroman does limit it, but I don't know how long he goes. So that's an angle. I love attacking oh my God, we are going to get a discount today, folks. Yep, there it is. He's cheaper than him. Oh, okay, here's your catcher, especially in cash. Sean Murphy of the Atlanta Braves against Patrick Corbin. Murphy crushes lefties to begin with. Murphy's probably hitting cleanup for the Braves, and he's $3,400 bucks versus Patrick Corbin. He should be the chalk of the chalk, and he's worth every single penny. So Sean Murphy is actually $200 cheaper than Travis d'Arnaud. That's what got my attention real quick. I'm like, whoa. So Sean Murphy at 34 is something we can love to see, folks. Love to see it. Some cheaper options if you're just going to punt the position outside of Travis. You should just play Sean Murphy. That's just the way it goes. But if you're going cheaper, maybe Campusano gets to start for San Diego. Again, I'm fading that game, but for some reason that game gets in. He's $2,600. That's a guy I love this year if he can get some good run. But I'm not even going to mess around. Give me Sean Murphy. That's where I'm looking on this slate. I guess if you had to have a pivot, Christian Vasquez in Minnesota at 32, that's a good plan. Again, Minnesota should be popular. Vasquez might not be that part of popular. That could be a nice way to – we talk about getting different versions of the stack to differentiate but still getting great taste of that game. And we've done a lot of strategy talks in the past, like how to stack games, how to do this, that, and the other. If Kansas City is popular but you want a game stack, go heavier, go like a 4 Minnesota, 2 or 3 Kansas City, still have some fun, get the whole game. There's lots of ways to do it. But Christian Vasquez could be a good way at 32 if you're not using Sean Murphy, who I'm pretty locked in on, but the Vasquez at 32 is a good price tag as well. First base position where you're going to be locked and loaded. I think St. Louis is kind of fun. I like Alek Manoah a lot, but Alek Manoah does pitch to a lot of contact. And Toronto's bullpen has improved this year, and you're going to get a lot of the bullpen too. So it's a massive GPP play, but no one's going to play St. Louis. Probably most won't play Toronto either. They might against Mikolas because Mikolas is another pitch to contact. Yeah, two pitch to contact guys in my mind. Manoah can go big strikeout games, but he also has a ton of games where pitches to a ton of contact. So Goldie at 54 is interesting. You have Vladito at 53. So yeah, I mentioned weather-wise, St. Louis is and Toronto is very similar. Like the wind will be a little less. It won't be the consistent band box, but it's similar to Kansas City, Minnesota. So that could be a pivot. So your Vladitos, your Goldies, your Toronto, St. Louis, guys to keep an eye on as well throughout this slate. But when we go down below 5K at the first base position, you got H of the Rizzo against Logan Webb at 47 if you feel so inclined. If you're fading Nola, Nathaniel Lowe's only 44. That's not bad. Matt Olson versus Corbin at 42 maybe gets overlooked because they see lefty-lefty. I don't care. Matt Olson's crushing everything this spring. I don't see Corbin lasting long in this game. So Matt Olson at 42, that's a cheap price. That he should be a 5K guy. Vinny Pascantino is only $4,000. He'll be uber chalk at that price point. I still like him. Still like him a lot. But he'll be very, very, very popular on this slate. Rowdy Tellez at 38. I'm always a fan of Rowdy. If you've listened to me at all this preseason, you're well aware of that. You got Big Willie Myers, first base outfield at $3,700 bucks versus Mitch Keller if you want some Cincinnati action. If Cincinnati comes in cheap, it's going to be hard to avoid that against Keller, who I like. We like the velocity increases this spring. But Great American Small Park is more than the equalizer in a lot of situations. So Big Willie Myers is someone to watch as well. Cheaper first base is below $3,500 bucks. Jose Miranda is only $3,300 bucks versus Granke. Man, Minnesota is dirt cheap, and they're in a phenomenal matchup in this game. This is like the biggest chalk of the chalk coming in here. Miranda at 33 is a great, especially cash, phenomenal cash game play at $3,300 bucks. Yeah, I just wish we had a couple 10K pitchers to target here. Maybe you do go Scherzer and Cole or Burns or whatever. Like you can pay for pitching so far, or maybe there's some big bats we get in the outfield. Or a shortstop, it's always an option. But Miranda at 33 is very, very, very nice as well. Going below 3K, though, I like Tristan Casas a lot this year. I'm a huge fan of what we're getting from him. He's looked like the real deal this spring. Kind of had some jitters in his first cup of coffee last year. Casas at $2,900 against Kyle Gibson is a very nice look. Boston's going to be cold. Remember that. You might get some wind to help you out. It's going to be cold, mid-40s most likely. But Casas at $2,900, good tournament play. We like tournament cheapies that can hit bombs. Brandon Belt should be hitting probably sixth-ish, maybe fifth. He's hit a lot fourth, so like fourth through sixth. Let's go that round. For the Toronto Blue Jays, going to Michael Mikolas, $2,800. We talked about that Toronto-St. Louis cheapie. If you don't go Larito at first, you get a piece of Belt at $2,800. That's a nice tournament look for you as well. So some definite value at first base if you want to outside of the big dogs up top. Second base, usually we had to pay up a lot last year here, but maybe not. You got Jonathan India at 49. Bit pricey, one would say, but could be a good tournament play because most will not pay that price at all. Gleyber Torres, who I like this year, going against Logan Webb at 43, probably not as in love with it for this matchup, but is a good spot for you. Yeah, you can save money. We love Ozzie Albies versus left-handed pitching. Love Ozzie Albies versus left-handed pitching. Who's he facing? Oh, yeah, Patrick Corbin. Albies is only $3,900. That is outstanding. Love that price tag for Albies. I'll be circling that one for sure. Yeah, second base is rough. Isak Paredes, I like a ton. He's second base, third base right now. And DK, he's $3,400 for the lefty Erod. Paredes, GPP only because he can go for 4 or 4 Ks on any given day. But he's got a ton of pop. Ton of pop. Faces the lefty Erod at 34. So not bad. A little bit of a discount. Probably virtually most won't play the Detroit-Tampa Bay game with all the other options. So Isak at 34 is definitely in play for us. If Christian Arroyo's in a part of a Boston stack, potentially maybe a wraparound, because he probably is like eighth or ninth for Boston. So Arroyo at 31 could be a dude if you want to go cheap. Man, other than that, you're really bargain basement hunting here at second base. And we will get some when lineups come out, but I'd rather not. Like Ozzie Albies at 39 is very, very juicy. Very, very juicy on this slate. Third base position for you. If you want to go Devers versus Gibson, that's fine. Boston isn't like it's just the weather. I think there's better spots, but no one would be shocked at all if Boston, Baltimore, because you got Kluber and Gibson, that game could pop off in no time. Like, what was the total we said it was? Total's 9. Like, Vegas thinks that game pops off, and most won't look at Baltimore, Boston. So that's definitely a spot I wrote down to talk about in the stacks later. I got them both right here. It's a potential game stack. The weather's the only concern, but that'll get them virtually unowned. So keep Baltimore, Boston in the back of your brain as well. Going down though below, like you got Arenado at 51 if you are going the St. Louis route, but below 5K, Kyle, we got an expensive twin. Let me stop the presses real quick. You know, Miranda's cheap. Vasquez is cheap. Somehow third base shortstop Kyle Farmer's $4,900. This is what people that have listened to me long enough, they know, because usually I do this show at like 11 o'clock at night, so I'm real loopy by then. DK pricing always makes me laugh. And there's always one or two on every slate we talk about. Like there's a couple like just ridiculously too cheap, ridiculously overpriced. Kyle Farmer at $4,900 might be one of the funnier things we've seen, and it's only opening day. Like that is outstanding. Outstanding tomfoolery, especially when you can get Austin Riley versus Patrick Corbin at $4,600. You're 100% playing Riley over Farmer. I don't care if Farmer gets three times as many at-bats. You're playing Austin Riley at $4,600. Going down even cheaper, though, don't mind Chapman at 41. Gunnar Henderson at 4K, third base shortstop, could be fun if you want that Baltimore-Boston action. That's in play for you. Ke'Bryan Hayes had a big spring. We were always concerned about the launch angle with Ke'Bryan Hayes. We saw it in the spring. He's 39 versus Hunter Green in Great American Small Park. So that could be another cheapie for you in that one. Isak Paredes at 34, mentioned him earlier. He'd be there. Spencer Steer, if you're going with a deep Cincinnati stack. Like I don't know if that's the guy I want for my tournament stacks, but if you are, he's $3,200 versus Mitch Keller. He's a bit of a deal. Josh Young versus Nola is only 28. I don't think I need to go there. If for some reason Colorado-San Diego plays, maybe you're playing the just afternoon slate and you have better weather and you want to attack this game because not many people will because there's a threat of rain. Elias Montero at $2,800 versus Blake Snell. GPP only, tons of upside there. Other than that, nothing at this first look. Shortstop, Trey Turner, my dog. I'll pass against DeGrom, but I love you, kid. We'll go down a little farther. Got Carlos Correa at 54. That is appropriately priced. That is appropriate versus Zach Greinke in that matchup. So I will not clown that. That is good. But Bobby Witt Jr. at 52, I'd rather have Bobby Witt over Correa if we're doing that stack. Give me that all day long. So I like the Bobby. I like Correa, but I love Bobby Witt a lot more in that situation. O'Neill Cruz in Great American Small Park against the fastball pitcher. So Cruz is either going to strike out or hit one 500 feet. I like that for a tournament at $5,100. O'Neill Cruz, that is juicy because most will play Witt or Correa if they're paying up. So O'Neill Cruz at 51 is very, very juicy. I like that quite a bit. Bo Bichette's only $4,600. That is a discount. That is a deal. Enjoy it. He was a guy last year that had a slump in price down. I kept saying, play him, play him, play him, because he's going to get hot. And he got hot, and it was beautiful until they increased his price. Bo Bichette should not be $4,600 at any time of the season unless he has a broken arm. So, yeah, I like that one quite a bit. Mentioned Gunnar Henderson at 4K earlier. He's in play if you need to. I'd rather find $600 for Bo Bichette, but I don't mind Gunnar, especially for your stack situations. But when we go down to the low threes and into the twos, Nick Gordon at 25. Jesus Christ. Nick Gordon is second base shortstop. He's a beast. He's awesome. I love Nick Gordon. He's only $2,900 for his cranky. That is a great play. Play Nick Gordon if you need a punt at second base or shortstop, especially if you like that Minnesota action. He's in play. Anthony Volpe might be the most popular shortstop in baseball because he's a New York Yankee, and everybody loves the Yankees. He's $2,500 for Logan Webb. That's great. He could be a great value. I don't think you need it, especially if he's chalk. I'm not going to go there. He's not like an elite play for chalk, but he's there if you need to punt. If you're a Volpe believer, I'll let you have it. $2,500. Have some fun. Outfield position for you now. There's going to be a ton, as always, especially in 11 games. So you got Buxton. He's healthy right now. Enjoy it. $5,800. But you got Acuna at 57 versus Corbin. Yes, I'll take him over Buxton right now. Give me that. Seth Mullins at 54 won't get rostered at that price tag versus Kluber. I like it a lot. I like that a lot. So that's one to for tournaments especially. Brian Reynolds versus Hunter Green at 52. If you want to go a little Pittsburgh action, love me some Randy Rosarena, my most rostered player on the NFBC season long fantasy baseball this year. He's 51 versus Erod, so he's a look. Anthony Santander at 5K. So if you're going Baltimore, we mentioned the cheap Gunnar Henderson earlier. You pay up for Santander and you pay up for Mullins. That's where that one's going. So it's amazing how a Baltimore stack versus Corey Kluber is more expensive than most of the Minnesota Twins. Bless you, DraftKings. Bless you. Going below 5K, though, you got Tyler O'Neill. Nah, maybe a different slate, but it's interesting if you're stacking. Mentioned MJ Melendez at 47. I like that a lot. McCutcheon, if you are stacking, Pittsburgh's 4,500. Not sure how much I love it. I'd rather go Masataka Yoshida, probably hitting cleanup for Boston at 44 versus Gibson. That's an outstanding price tag. That's cash game viable. 100% a tournament play. Yoshida at $4,400. Going down to the low fours now. Oh, baby. I love the Reds outfield, the two little lefties. I love them. Jake Fraley is only $4,200 versus Mitch Keller. That is outstanding. Love that price point. He should be in the middle of that order. So we're there with Jake Fraley at $4,200. Even you go below 4K, we're going to find his buddy eventually. He's probably going to be way too cheap. He's probably leading off for the Reds, so we'll get to him shortly. But Manny Margot loves hitting lefties. So if you want a little Tampa Bay action, again, not towards the top of my list, but I mentioned Randy, mentioned Isak Paredes as a discount. Manny Margot's $3,900. He's a bit cheap as well, if you so inclined. People love Lars Nootbaar. He's 39. I'm going to just kind of watch from a distance. Dalton Farshaw. I was wondering where he was. He's only outfield eligible. He's not catcher outfield. He's 38 versus Mikolas. That is a deal, though, if you want some Toronto-St. Louis action. Big Willie Myers mentioned him at 37 first base outfield. So Cincinnati against Keller's cheap. This might be the pivot off of the band box in Minnesota, Kansas City. That Cincinnati stack. I had a feeling it'd be cheap, and it's coming in cheap. Some other options here, mid 3Ks as we slide on down the road here. And again, I won't hit them all. This is what the Discord is for. This is what the cheat sheet's for later. I won't even hit them all in there when it comes to the outfield. There's so many of them. But we're going to slide down, and there he is. Probably leading off for Cincinnati Reds. TJ Friedl at $3,300. Love it. So keep an eye on him. That is a great deal. That's a cash game viable. If you want a cash game kind of punt, TJ Friedl's your dude. Going below 3K now. We will go to, there's always a bunch. Hopefully there are today. Avisel Garcia versus Scherzer, which kind of sucks, but he's 29. If Kyle Stowers makes the Baltimore lineup, he's $2,800, and he is just full-blown boomer bust power, and I love that at $2,800. So keep an eye on Kyle Stowers at that price point. Eddie Rosario, I don't know if he starts because the lefty Corbin's on the bump, but he should get a lot of playing time for Atlanta this year. Keep an eye on that because he's $2,700. No one will roster him because they see lefty-lefty. If you want some Atlanta action, throw in some Eddie as well. Nice way to get a little cheap discount. And Eddie was playing pretty good this spring. He's looking healthy. It's amazing what happens when you can't see and then you have surgery on your eyes and now you can. It's a shocker what that'll do for your hand-eye coordination. So, yeah, keep an eye on him. Trevor Larnach made the Minnesota Twins roster. Again, another cheap twin. Should be in the lineup versus Granke. He's only $2,500. So another nice little discount for you with Minnesota. Minnesota's cheap. You're paying for Kansas City for most of them. Like, you'll get Nate Eaton super cheap if you need a guy. But for the most part, you're paying up at a lot of these. But we will check lineups as they come out in the morning. I'll be in the Discords. I'll be updating the sheet at Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon. Patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. $5 a month gets you the sheet every time, so come check that out and ask your questions away. Recapping your pitching real quick, the guys I got circled right now, Scherzer at 94, but I'm just in love with the Nolan 81, Fried at 81, McClanahan 79. Those three right there, if I just have a small player pool, that's about all I want. Like, you can expand, I mentioned some other guys, but those three in that middle, maybe paired with a Scherzer if you have to, otherwise just stay with those three. I'm gold there, totally gold in that scenario. If we're stacking things up, that Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game, anytime you got Great American Small Park, it's better than Coors Field in 2022. I don't see how it won't be in 2023 unless MLB, and it's very possible, screwed us with balls again. That's just the way it works. But that Cincinnati stack is cheap. TJ Friedl, Jake Fraley, we mentioned Will Myers is cheap. You know, India you got to pay for a bit. Tyler Stevenson you'll pay for a bit. But overall, you can get a couple pieces there nice and cheap. Pittsburgh's a little more pricey. But at Cincinnati side especially, I like that a lot. Even if it's a mini stack, you get some savings there with just Friedl, Fraley. You can have some fun. Minnesota versus KC is going to be chalk. Minnesota especially because they're stupid cheap. Like, ridiculous. Outside of, what, Correa and Kyle Farmer of all people, they're very cheap. It's ridiculous. If you want to play some cheap Minnesota guys, go for it. They're going to be chalk. Kansas City is the pivot there. Like, it's Pablo Lopez, but they're a little more pricey. Still fine. Melendez, Salvi. I love the Bobby Witt price, honestly, at 52 because he's cheaper than Correa. I think that's a fun one. But Vinny P is way too cheap at 4K. But you got a lot of angles there in Kansas City. You got to get cheap Nate Eaton and some other dudes when that lineup comes out. Maybe Edward Olivares, stuff like that. So that's in play. I love Atlanta. I think as a phenomenal pivot, going up against Patrick Corbin, just to target Corbin when we can. Albies is far too cheap. I think Riley's too cheap. There's a lot of pieces with Atlanta. Olsen's too cheap. William Contreras, or no, Sean Murphy's too cheap. You get a very, very cheap, awesome stack with the Atlanta Braves. So big fan there. Then the Boston-Baltimore game could be sneaky versus Gibson and Kluber. Two pitchers that just don't have what you'd expect for domination. Boston's affordable. Baltimore's very affordable, except for their two outfielders in Santander and Mullins, but they're affordable. So that's a good spot. And then we mentioned Toronto-St. Louis could be pivots, but I don't know if I need to go there. You can, but it's Minnesota-KC is the easy one. That's where everyone will be. Pivoting off of that, Boston-Baltimore, and then Atlanta and Cincinnati. Atlanta might be my favorite stack of the day. But you got a lot of pieces you can mix and match. They'll be a lot of fun. We ran a little long today because I got long-winded trying to explain a few things. But that's how we do it here at MLB DFS Quick Hits. So if you have any questions or if you have any suggestions or anything else, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. And more importantly, find me in the Discords over there at Pitcher List for the First Pitch podcast. But Gaining the Edge Fantasy at patreon.com/GTE Fantasy in the Discord there. Don't forget to check out Benched with Bubba coming at you a few times a week. Bubba and the Bloom coming at you at least Thursday nights, if not more than once a week. The First Pitch podcast, this podcast, give them all rates and reviews. I'd appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. But more importantly, it's opening day on Thursday, March 30th. Hope you guys have a good one. Look forward to another fun season with you. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, March 30th, 2023, opening day edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.